sweaty, that's uh-huh. what, that's what, you know, the expression, what most of them say, yeah, they would.
Now, you know, I don't know whether people get these anymore, but you used to get these sores on them, you know, that would come to a head.
Oh, it's what's called rhymes, or boils.
Uh-huh.
Boils, you know, yeah, and they'd run, you know.
Would a boil, now boil would be the same thing as a rising?
Yeah, uh-huh, it'd be the same thing.
Uh-huh.
Now, I always heard the doctor say that's poison that's in your skin. I heard saying every one you'd have would be worth $5 to you. I said, well, I'd sure hate to have them. I've heard them say that.
Really?
Because that gets that poison out of.
That gets that poison out
of? Yeah, you know, they'll just run all yellow looking
that
stuff.
That yellow looking
uh-huh.
stuff? What do they call that stuff?
Pus.
Oh, that's what they call that comes out
uh-huh,
of it.
Yeah.
I never heard that, that it was, didn't know that, you know. Now you were talking about the bee sting, and you said now the bee stung you, and then your arm.
Oh yeah, just swollen up under here, still, but it's just hot, just with just fever in it.
It was.
Yeah, and I had to put some medicine on it, came from a leak, and then more kind that I had is good for stings.
You know when you have a blister, that liquid that gets under the blister, you call that.
That's just water.
Just water.
Yeah. And if you pick that, you know, to make a sore, it's best to just let it go down itself,
is.
I've heard.
You're not
yeah.
supposed to try
no,
to
not a
drain that off?
Uh-huh. But I generally, what people do, though.
Oh, they would? They
yeah,
go ahead.
Make a blister.
Mm. Now, in a war, or in anything, if a person got shot, you'd say they had a bullet.
Well, yeah, a wound.
Uh-huh.
I think that'd be what it's a bullet wound.
You know, have you ever heard people talk about back in the old days, if they got a wound or something, and they'd be this white stuff.
Pus.
Pus.
Yeah, I think that's what they'd call it. Under it.
Sometimes when people had something wrong with them and it didn't heal up right, did you ever hear them call it some kind of flesh?
Proud flesh.
Proud flesh.
Yeah, something that wouldn't heal. It'd be red, you know,
kind of
growing. Yeah. Ooh. I've seen sores that wouldn't have looked kind of like wouldn't heal. Like you'd get a cut or something, be proud,
yeah.
They'd call it proud flesh.
If they got just like a little cut on their finger, what would they use to paint that red stuff they would paint on there?
Mercure comb or iodine.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
That'd be two, either one that they could
any
use.
Any one of those.
Uh-huh.
What about for chill medicine, what did they use?
Well, quinine's what they used to give, quinine,
mm-hmm.
and then some kind of
that's
chill tonic, but
quinine.
Quinine
would be what they would
yeah,
use.
What they'd use for chill.
Uh-huh. Now, if a person, if instead of saying a person died, would there be another way to say that sometime? They'd say
he passed away.
Passed away.
Yeah.
Place saying
uh-huh. Yes. That'd be the same as dying, you know, to say he passed away. Like, I've had people to call me and say, so-and-so passed away, you know,
rather
maybe
than
just
saying
yeah, he died.
Have you ever heard kind of a funny way of saying somebody died? Have you ever heard of
yeah, I heard him say, kick the bucket.
Kick the bucket, you heard
yeah,
that?
Yeah, kick the bucket
that's
yesterday.
That's a funny thing to say.
After someone dies, and you kick the bucket.
If you didn't know the cause of a person's death, you'd say, I don't know what he...
It was the cause of his death or what he died with or something
or,
like
uh-huh,
that.
Or
yeah.
what he died
yeah.
with. We were talking about the place where people are buried. You'd call that
cemetery.
Now I guess you say the box that people are buried in.
The casket.
Now the kind that they used to make, did they call like a? Do you remember if they would make their own?